We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
In with us for the first 2 hours today, our buddy Jason Lloyd from The Athletic. Jason, how are you?
I'm great. Good to be back. It's been a while.
Yeah, where you been?
Everywhere,
over the country.
All over the place. March
Arizona, Vegas.
Yep, Arizona, Vegas. Cavs trip I flaked out on, was supposed to do and didn't do after the Browns traded for OBJ.
Right. You were like, yeah.
Yeah.
Focus up, right?
Yeah.
Don't need to go on a Cavs trip.
Adam, Dustin, we have good news, man.
What's the good
Indians.
News? Yeah.
They signed Cameron Maybin.
If you get cut by the Giants, who are in the debate with the Indians for the worst outfield in baseball, if you get cut by the Giants at the end of spring training, the Giants traded for two outfielders on the final week of the season, like two minor outfielders. Anywho,
don't worry, Tribe fans.
And they
reinforcements on the way.
But reinforcements will be on the way eventually. Unfortunately, they're not ready quite yet. But even with the replacements that are on the way, certainly there were concerns going into the season about the offense. We have full-blown panic from Dustin and some others after one game.
Yep.
But in reality, the
nightmare became a reality.
There's reason to be concerned, not based on yesterday, but just in general about this offense. We knew it coming in that unless there were a few guys that surprised, and obviously you can't determine that after one game, that the offense might very well struggle, especially with Lindor out, guys.
Come on, Jake Bowers. Let's go, buddy.
Yeah.
We're going to need you.
They are. They're going to need – if some of these unproven guys or veterans that are trying to, you know, keep the clock from running out on themselves, right, if they don't do it, this lineup could potentially be really, really bad.
I don't have a whole lot of faith in Hanley Ramirez. I think the tank's empty.
I agree.
I don't think Hanley will be here by the end of the year.
I don't think he'll be here by the end of the month.
Well, yeah. Probably accurate.
Yeah.
Carlos Gonzalez, we'll see. We'll see if he's got
anything
left.
I don't think he's got much left either.
He didn't have a good year
last
year.
Better than Hanley, though.
Better than Hanley.
Yeah.
Didn't have a good year last year. Could still move in the outfield, though. Could still chase down fly balls. We'll see. They're going to need something. They're going to need somebody to emerge. You know, remember, Jose Ramirez kind of came out of nowhere a few years ago, and Juan Uribe opened as a third baseman.
Right.
They're going to need Bradley Zimmer in May or June, or Jake Bowers, or one of these guys that we're not talking about. They're going to need somebody to emerge.
I think the best hope for the Indians, like the best case scenario, the best realistic case scenario for me, that Lindor comes back in a couple of weeks. He and Ramirez are their normal selves. Carlos Santana is what he is. He was a little down last year, but overall is what he is. Pretty solid major league player. Not great, but solid. Jason Kipnis I'm not expecting him to bounce back to all-star form, but can get back to being kind of like Santana, just be solid.
Yep.
And that Bowers and eventually Zimmer, as you mentioned, emerge. Leonis Martin gives you okay play, and then you just stuck with two holes.
Yeah.
Two huge holes, as opposed to right now where it feels like they have like six huge holes.
There seems to be a belief.
But that's a lot of hopes.
It's
there.
A lot of wishing and hoping, man. And there seems to be a belief that, you know, if and when they are in it around the trade deadline, which everyone thinks that they will be able to take on a little bit of money. And, you know, you look at what happened with Jay Bruce when they were able to swallow the whole contract, and that's why they got him, and the Yankees were not willing to take on the whole contract a couple years ago.
Maybe, which is amazing if
it
you
is
think
amazing.
About it, yeah.
Maybe there's a move like that out there to be had late July, mid-August, whatever. But again, and we saw it a little bit yesterday, I've said all along, the Twins are a lot better than people realize, and the Twins are going to be there all year long. And give some credit to Berrios for yesterday, too. He's one of the best young American League pitchers we have going right now.
He is, but I think the Twins are better, but they've got a lot of question marks in their pitching staff.
Their bullpen is very much unsettled.
Completely unsettled. They've got some decent arms,
but
nobody that's proven anything in late innings.
Yeah.
And their rotation...
very sketchy at best.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Kyle Gibson's okay. Yep. Barrios is an excellent young pitcher. I agree with you.
Pineda's coming off ACR.
Yeah,
Tommy
we
John.
Don't know what Pineda is. Right. I mean, he's been – there have been moments in his career where he's looked dominant, but he's had two major surgeries, and he's in his 30s now. Yep. So, you know, they've got some question marks. So let's not rush to judge based on one year. But their lineup is clearly a lot better than the Indians.
They're going to be around all year.
I agree. I think they'll be in the mix.
I picked them to win the division yesterday.
The Twins?
Mm-hmm.
After the game?
No, before.
Oh, before. Okay.
Yeah. Come on.
I mean, they could.
Typically, that's Dustin move to pick after the game, but
yeah.
I actually picked before the game.
Tell them what your NL West pick was, though, too.
Oh, the Angels.
The Angels? That could happen.
Well, he asked me the West. He said, well, you got in the West. I said, the Angels.
Yeah, that was after I had, for 2 minutes, been breaking down the NL West. Shows you how close he was paying attention.
That's awesome.
You did a 10-minute rant on all of your picks.
We got to play sleep. That for Jason.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Sorry.
Anyway, yeah, listen, the Twins are better. This will not be a cakewalk to the division. The Indians are not going to get shut out every day, despite what happened yesterday.
Right.
You know, they're going to face not as good pitching this weekend. But when they face guys like Berríos, they are going to struggle. Now, a lot. The good news is that in this division, Kansas City's got no frontline pitching.
Nope.
Detroit's got no frontline. I know Jordan Zimmermann pitched really well yesterday, but he's not a frontline pitcher. They have no frontline pitching. And the White Sox have no frontline pitching yet. So really, the only Jose Berríos is the only starting pitcher in this division that you would make a case in the beginning of the season could possibly be an all-star. That's it. He's the only guy.
I still have hope in Carlos Rodon in Chicago. But I understand what you're saying.
He's got potential, but he's not there yet.
He hasn't done it yet. Yep.
You wouldn't expect him to be an all-star this year.
He has the talent to be, but he can't stay healthy long enough.
Right,
to
and he's got to learn how to put it together.
Yes.
So he's not yet.
Yes.
But there is potential, I agree. But that is the good news. So you're gonna play.
That's a good point.
Almost half your schedule
against pretty lousy pitching.
Against lousy pitching, yeah. And probably more than that because you're gonna face the Orioles who have no good pitching.
Right.
You're gonna face the Blue Jays who have minimal good pitching. They certainly don't have anybody as good as Berríos. So yeah, but when you face the Red Sox, when you face the Astros, when you face Jose Berríos, the Yankees, a couple of guys there, Tampa Bay, a couple of guys. It will be those will be challenges. Now that's challenges for every team, but more for the Indians guys because they are especially now offensively challenged. There's no doubt.
Tomorrow night, Adam, when the Indians play again, you expect this lineup to have more than two hits?
Sure.
Okay.
Wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Do you think they're gonna have two hits every game?
No, I mean, I wouldn't say every game, but it was pretty bad yesterday.
I know, but it's just, again, I'm not going to overreact to one game.
Odorizzi's pitching tomorrow.
Yeah, he's not very good. I mean, that's it. That's the good news, is that you're not going to face that kind of pitching on a regular basis. Am I concerned that every time they face a frontline starter like Berríos, that there's a better than not chance that they're going to struggle? Yes. Yes. But they'll have their good days against some of these worse pitchers. The mediocre or below pitchers like Jake Odorizzi, and I don't know who's pitching Sunday. I guess probably Kyle Gibson for the Twins, but
hopefully it starts this weekend to settle some.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get why people are worked up because their lineup's not good.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll get swept, but if they do, Monday's going to feel like you'll still be excited, but it'll stink going into opening day.
0-3. I agree. Yeah, I mean. It's making too much of it, but I understand how people react. That's the reality of the situation. You're right. People are, if they lose both games over the weekend, which, who knows? Anything's possible. It's baseball.
Pineda's pitching Sunday.
Oh, Pineda's pitching Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, if they lose both games on the weekend, yes, it will be a bummer leading into the home opener. There's not going to be as much enthusiasm, certainly.
Everybody just go to the OBJ press conference instead.
Yeah, right. Everybody, okay. Right, exactly. We'll see. But, yeah, I mean, I get it. I get why people are worked up. I didn't like the line. I didn't, frankly, like the lineup that Francona put out there. I don't know why they're making Tyler Naquin this everyday outfielder.
Yeah.
I don't have
many other options.
Well, I'd rather give Greg Allen a shot than Tyler Naquin, frankly. I think, to me, at least he's a better defender. He's a better base runner. He has more speed. I don't know that either can hit, but I'd rather the other guy can at least do something else.
Right.
I don't think either one's a long-term answer. But, listen, the hope for the Indians is Jake Bowers develops, and when he first came up to the majors last year, he looked great.
Yep.
And that Bradley Zimmer finally gets it done this year, which I don't know when we'll see him play, but eventually. And Lindor and Ramirez and Santana, and there you go. And then the lineup will be better as the year goes along. But there's no doubt there's major concerns. I know you like Roberto Perez. I don't. I mean, defensively, he's great.
Yeah.
I don't think he can hit. I don't buy that he's going to hit at all.
I just think if you give him every day at bats and let him find a little bit of rhythm, he may be ugly in April. He may be hitting .140 in April. I just think if you stick with him, I mean, he's never going to be a silver slugger.
Yeah.
But if he hits .230, .240 with 18, 20 homers, I'll take it.
I'll be stunned if he hits 18, 20 homers.
I think he could.
All right.
I think he could.
We'll have to bet a lunch on that
one. All right, you got
it.
Can I take the 18 and not the 20?
Fine. I'll give you the 18. I'll give you the 18. But, yeah, I mean, again, just to me, it made no sense to trade Yan Gomes. It made no sense. And all the – it was funny because yesterday, Michael Brantley hit a homer. Yeah. And – Matt Joyce, people make a big deal. That guy's a scrub and happened to hit a homer. But he homered who the Indians had just cut. It was a couple of ex-Indians. I can't draw a blank now who else hit home runs. But it was a couple of guys that either they were connected. Oh, Derek Dietrich, who we were – I know I was screaming the Indians should sign him.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids – he's from Cleveland, and he signed a minor league contract. Why the Indians – he'd be the Indians' best – I mean, he's not a good outfielder defensively. He can't play – he's not very good in the field. But – in terms of hitting, he'd be the Indians' best outfielder right now.
Adam Jones hit one, too.
Oh.
Yeah, Adam Jones.
Was that Phelps' boy?
Yeah, another guy we mentioned in the offseason. Sure. All hit home runs.
To me, Brantley's the one, man. You could do everything else. You could even get rid of Yan Gomes.
I said Brantley and Gomes. Keep those
two. Just Brantley. You get rid of Gomes. If you have to get rid of Gomes to keep Brantley, fine.
How much better is your lineup right now when Lindor's back
and
Kipnis is back with Michael Brantley?
Brantley. That's it.
Just one player.
That's it.
I want Gomes. Brantley over Gomes, I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm saying if you let Gomes walk and brought Brantley
right, because then you'd – yeah, right. Then Carlos Santana's your fourth best hitter, which is it's not great, but not the worst, as opposed to right at this moment when he's your second best hitter.
He signed 2 for $32. It's not like the Astros overpaid him or paid him an outrageous contract. 2 for $32.
No. Yeah.
And then your payroll is not
– then it's back where it was.
Not normal.
It's back where it was.
Well, what are they under from? Is it 22?
The numbers keep changing. When I was on COTS the other day, it looked like it was about $16 million under what they were
only
last
16?
Year.
I thought it was 22.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what if some's building in some bonuses that another site's not. I'm not sure. But I think we're safe to say 15 to 20-ish under what they were last year.
Well, but if you had kept – Gomes really was only cost you $5 million.
Five, okay.
Because you got to subtract Kevin Plawecki because you wouldn't have him.
Right.
So you paid him $1 million and change.
Right.
So you're talking about five – so between Brantley and Gomes, you'd be $21 million. The payroll would be about the same
about
as last year.
Yep.
And then, you're looking at it, you're like, okay, well, we're still the same at catcher. We're still the same in left. Center field, we didn't get better, but we didn't change. We got Jake Bowers, so that's an improvement in right field or left field, whatever, however they would worked it out. You know, Encarnacion, okay, he's a little better than Santana, but it's not that big a deal.
Right.
And everything else would have been basically the same. I mean, I had no problem letting Miller go. I have no problem letting Allen go.
Yep.
Chisenhall, all these other guys. But based on, and at the time they traded Gomes, I didn't have a problem with it. But that's because I didn't realize that they really weren't going to do anything at the time.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that they were going to be able to get rid of Encarnacion's contract. And had I known what I know now, I would have been angrier at the time about Yan Gomes. And I know they liked the couple of guys they got. And the hitter, whose name is escaping me, had a good spring training. Totally drawn a blank on his name, right?
The kid
they got from the Nationals. No. Anyway, and now you're in this position, especially with the injuries. Because even guys like Kipnis and Cargo who are not here yet, and we don't know what they are as players at this point, even what Kipnis was last year is still better than what they've got. Even what Cargo was last year is better than Tyler Naquin. So they may not be – those guys may not be the huge upgrade. Daniel Johnson. Thank you, Keith. Those guys may not be huge upgrades like Lindor is, but they're still upgrades. Yeah. Even a slight upgrade could help. At least I can get a major league at bat from Kipnis and Cargo.
Well, if this organization has proven anything, it's that they found a way to squeeze toothpaste out of the tube.
That's true.
It certainly looks like it's empty. So if there's any toothpaste left in Carlos Gonzalez, this team will get it out of
him. And that's why you got to give this some time and give some benefit of the doubt. Edwin Encarnacion, of course, also hit a home run yesterday.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. the MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.